A cowboy rode into town and stopped at a saloon for a drink. When he went back outside, his horse wasn't there. He went back in and shouted, "All right, I'm going to get another drink. When I go back out, I want my horse to be there. Otherwise, I'm going to do what I did in Texas." The cowboy had another beer and walked outside. His horse was back. The bartender asked, "Say, partner, before you go, can I ask what happened in Texas?" The cowboy turned and said, "I had to walk home." Treat the earth well. It was not given to you by your parents. It was loaned to you by your children. We do not inherit the earth from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. Ancient Indian proverb. G. The American Indians. Michael Nephew is the president of the American Indian Society of Washington, D.C. He is Seneca, Cuyahoga, and Cherokee and grew up on a reservation in New York State. Michael, do you prefer the name American Indian or Native American? Native American and Indian are both wrong, really. Anyone who was born in America is a native of America. And an Indian is really a person from India. Sometimes we use First Americans or Native Americans. I prefer American Indian myself. Do most American Indians live on reservations? About 50% of American Indians live on reservations and 50% live off the reservations. There are advantages and disadvantages to both. There is much more unemployment on the reservations. Many Indians move to the cities to find a better job, better education, and better housing. On the other hand, food, healthcare, and housing are also more expensive in the cities. And it's easy to lose touch with tribal culture there. Tell me, Michael, are any of the old Indian languages still in use? Some native languages have only a few speakers, and some have already been lost. There are several reasons why many Indian languages are in danger of dying out. Indians were often taken to boarding schools. There they were treated badly and punished for speaking their language. As a result, they often did not want to teach their own children the language. In a lot of areas now, they're trying to find ways to teach the kids the languages. They often start at the daycare centres. This is because to speak a language well, it's important to start as early as possible. Can speakers of different Indian languages understand each other? The native Indian languages were often quite similar, but sometimes you needed to know where a person came from to understand him or her. The same word could have different or even opposite meanings. For example, the same word means salt in Seneca and sugar in Mohawk. In Indian languages, words are often descriptions. For instance, the word for deer in one of the Iroquois languages says something about how the deer can see at night. The word for hawk means it dives at things. And for police, they grab people. Could you tell me something about the old Indian religions, Michael? Many people think that Indians had many different gods, but most of the native religions only have one god. They had respect for everything the Creator made. The Europeans thought we were praying to the animals when we killed them. But we were really thanking the Creator for allowing us to kill the animal. We were also thanking the animal for allowing us to take its life, so we would be able to survive. Some of these religions have died out, but some of them are still very active. Even if the Indians are Christians, they still do all the traditional funeral things. For example, they have a 10-day feast, which is a feast they have 10 days after a person dies. They also have a one-year feast. Two Lakota guys and a guy from New York are on a hunting trip. On the first day, one Lakota guy goes out and less than an hour later returns with a deer. The guy from New York is amazed. "How did you get your deer so fast?" "Easy," says the Lakota guy. "I looked for tracks, found them, followed them, and got my deer." The next day, the second Lakota guy goes out and less than an hour later returns with a deer. The guy from New York is amazed again. "How did you get your deer so fast?" The Lakota guy says, "I looked for tracks, found them, followed them, and there was the deer." On the third day, the New York guy goes out. He doesn't return, so the two Lakota guys go looking for him. They find him with clothes torn and his bones broken. "What happened to you?" they asked. "I did just what you told me to do. I looked for tracks, found them, followed them, and the damn train ran me over."